Welcome, everybody. This is your Sydney Preview Podcast for racing back at Randwick on the weekend, and Paul Joyce has done the early form for us. Hello to you, Paul.
Hello, Andrew. Yes, I've done the early form. Randwick, railed true. We're on a genuine good track. Some terrific autumn weather hitting us in Sydney at the moment. And look, another typical open quaddy at this time of year. Plenty of chances in most of the legs.
Certainly is. Well, let's have a look at it. Race 6, the first leg over the 1,200. At this stage, our Rockabye Baby is the early scratching number 5. Genuine pace, though, with the large field?
Yeah, definitely. Genuine pace, genuine pressure is on my speed map. I think Zonk will lead them from that soft draw with Chris Williams aboard. And I'm leaning towards her. For the quaddy, we have 1, 4, 3 and 15. So Zonk on top. She's just so reliable. She makes her own luck on speed. She was good beating the boys first up, and now she drops back against the girls. And I just think off that gate, finding the front, you know she's going to be there for a long way. She has been in the Quinella at 11 of her 15 career starts. So I thought number 4, Ready to Profit, was the main danger. That was a huge win first up in the Denise's Joy at Scone. She sat 4 wide the trip from a wide draw. She fought right to the line to nail Madame Rouge, who I thought was, you know, the yardstick in that race. And there's no reason she won't come on from that, as long as she doesn't sort of have that second up syndrome effect. But on that win at Scone, you've got to put her in. The 3 Gongs didn't have any luck in the race won by Ready to Profit. She got flattened at about the 200 when going for an inside run. So I think we'll give her another chance. Now, she does get a little swing around at the weights, and she's drawn perfectly. And number 15 goes into the quaddy as well, Gododdin. She's the lightly raced James Cummings filly who's coming out of the midweeks, but she was heavily back there and she got the job done. So 1, 4, 3 and 15, Andrew, to kick us off.
Righto, to race 7, and again a large lineup here in this handicap race over the 1,400 metres. Be interesting to see Special Missile, the way it's come through Scone and all the races there, and a few of these racing in okay sort of form.
Yeah, exactly right. It's a tricky sort of open handicap race. Speedy here, probably Special Missile coming back in trip. Whether or not he has the zip to find the front, I'm sure he'll be right in the firing line. And I've just got a nice even tempo here over the 1,400. For the quaddy, numbers 1, 11, 10, 13 and 4. So I'm going to gamble on Noir on top, the class mare. She's a Group 2 winner. She's well placed back to an open handicap with the claim for Sam Weatherly. Loved her trial behind Desert Lord, who of course looked brilliant winning last Saturday. And she's got barrier 1 to boot. So plenty of reasons to like Noir, and she is a good price. But for the quaddy, we'll also take the 11 Renewal. Big winner last start. Mahalunga racing in terrific form coming through the Luskin Star. The 13 goes in next, Organza. She's very good second up, and I thought went terrific at Scone in the Dark Jewel. And I'm also going to include number 4, a Special Missile, just in case he does find that front and get some soft sectionals. Of course, he won the Scone Cup. So 1, 11, 10, 13 and 4.
Righto, a couple of extra numbers there, but as you say, very competitive. The EML handicap is race 8. Jungleized has come out number 16, Noble Joey. I think it was down to run somewhere else. It's running in this race?
Yeah, it was a dual acceptor at this meeting, but they've opted to go this race by the looks of things because they've got a run, and he'll put some speed into the race. There's plenty of speed here, actually, and I'm tipping a couple little probably. Well, one that'll be on pace and one that'll settle back, numbers 4 and 15. So I've got Cradle Mountain on top. He's such a popular horse, 6 wins from 10 starts, trialling well, first up. I think he'll be in this for a long, long way. And number 15, Deprive, who's the strong finisher, was a late scratching last Saturday in the race won by Desert Lord. But he's also trialling the house down. He loves Randwick and he'll appreciate the fast tempo here. So numbers 4 and 15 in the third leg.
4 and 15 there. We mentioned Noble Joey. It's already out of this last race, the 7 News. So numbers 2 and 15 expected here. And there's a few of the favourites that have drawn wide here. Take us through the map here.
Yeah, map in the last speed everywhere. I've got pace fast, big field. You know, probably the most obvious speed runners, Lion Couchant drawn well. And then you've got horses drawn out wide. Or, I mean, All Stanton, another one drawn inside. But they'll come from everywhere. Tango Reigns drawn out. And as the further you go out, the more speed you find. My numbers here, 13, 7, 4, 22 and 9. So a big one to close off. 13, Argent Door on top. Look, he'll get a long way back, as he did first up. He rattled home behind Goldfinch. He just loves the 1,000. He loves Randwick, and he'll love the speed in the race. So he comes into this second up, and I think he's great value at double figures. The 7, Tanico, drawn out, but he has super first-up figures, trialling well. Similar to Revenue, the stablemate, capable if he gets the breaks. Number 22, November Man, another strong finisher. I'm concentrating on the back markers here with all the speed up front. And the only other on pacer I'll put in is the 9, Lion Couchant, who led them for a long way first up. So 13, 7, 4, 22 and 9 in the last leg, Andrew.
Righto, right down the bottom there. So wait and see the makeup of final scratchings, but that certainly gives our podcasters an early start on this. Well, it sounds like a difficult quaddy.
Sure is. I think the third leg's the one to concentrate on if you want to narrow it down. But if there's a couple you like in those other races at big odds, I'll throw them in as well. But at this stage, you know, we're $20 for 10%, and hopefully we give it a good shake anyway. I'm looking forward to the day. It's going to be a terrific autumn day out there at Randwick, and, you know, we're on rail true, good track, so should be finding plenty of winners.
Good on you, Paul. We'll hear from you on Saturday morning.
Okay, thanks, Andrew.
Paul Joyce in our podcast preview for Randwick Racing on Saturday.